It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. And on this edition of Conversations with the Mayors, we are joined on the phone by the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, James Etta Bedford. James Etta, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. And you?
Good. It's been a while since we had forum week last week. You had a check-in with Aaron in the morning, so we haven't talked in a while. And it turns out that it's good to be talking now because you had a meeting last night. I'm always excited to talk Green Tract, and I know that you got an update on that. So what is the latest on the Green Tract?
The good news is that we approved a contract to hire the design team. We'd already, with three owners, remember, Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and the county for this Green Tract, and we hired Thomas and Hutton Engineering. With Dan Jewell as one of the principals, there's been a merger, I guess, a year or so ago. They have a lot of experience with Chapel Hill, with Carrboro, with the county, and Durham. They've built schools, since one of the sites is a potential school site, and they've done greenways. They've done pretty much everything. So they, and way back, I don't know, it was 2006, 2008, they actually worked with the folks at Rogers Road for a visioning. So they've been involved with the Green Tract in the past and have, so they're not brand new to this, which is wonderful experience.
So what does this actually mean in the short term? What are kind of the next steps?
Right. So we had to do a little budget amendment. This cost is $155,000. And just to show, how I chuckle at it, we've split this into two. A year ago when no one would bid on this project, and we split it into a public engagement side and awarded that already, which cost $244,800 total. We split it amongst the three owners. And I think we did that in November. We approved that part. And then we're splitting into the design so that we will have them working together. These are your landscape architecture engineers, doing design work, figuring out where should roads go, how should connectivity be designed in this parcel, and then you have a public engagement that costs $100,000 more, basically, because everybody's interested and everybody is going to have opinions of what should or shouldn't go there. And I think it's important for us to say that we're not relitigating the past. We're just not. We've already have some basic ideas of this is where we're going to put housing and mixed use, and this is where there's a school and a park site, and then the county already has the additional 60 acres that is a nature preserve. So I think pretty quickly, they have already been meeting with the representatives from the Affordable Housing Coalition, from the neighborhoods, and staff have already been meeting with Gensler, that's the outreach group, to get started. So I think soon we will have some public gatherings for presentations, and there'll be iterations of feedback options, public feedback, more iterations designed, hopefully to develop then a sort of a master plan within, I can't remember if it was a year or a little over a year or less than that. It was pretty fast, I thought.
We're visiting with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, James Etta Bedford. We're talking about the Green Tract, an undeveloped large portion of land in northern Chapel Hill. I was just perusing the history of the Green Tract and see that it was originally purchased by Orange County, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro back in 1984. And kind of the idea for what it would be used for has evolved several times over the course of those 40 years or so. How close are we to kind of being this is the type of thing that's going to be on this land and we're moving forward? It seems like we're getting pretty close to having that understood.
I hope so. I think so. And some of the things that this design firm will do is figure out, how are we going to get in and out of there without overwhelming Purefoy Road? Where can we get access? And also give us sort of a preliminary rough cost estimate of, okay, if this is what we want with housing and mixed use, and put the roads in, put any whatever amenities might be needed, fire, water. There is water sewer there, but you're still going to have to run it off the main line. What kind of cost estimates? Because then it's Chapel Hill's planning jurisdiction. That's really important to know. So we've all agreed, the three owners have agreed that That'll be they're the most restrictive anyway, so that we'll be using their planning guides. Town Council will be making the actual decisions for, the setbacks and the buffers, the trees, that kind of thing, all the planning details. So I think we're closer than ever before. It's actually in the county budget, we have another $5 million for affordable housing, I think 3 years out, like sort of two or 3 years out, to timed that this might be a potential site and be ready for that funding.
It's the voice of James Etta Bedford, chair of the Orange County Commissioners. And I love talking Green Tract. It's just one of those, it's one of those projects where you just kind of get to let your imagination run wild about what the potential there is, and excited to see how it plays out in the next several months as we get closer to seeing some decisions made potentially. A little bit less exciting, but still pretty relevant, was an update on the solid waste plan for the county. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the consultants have been working almost 2 years, maybe a little more, and the Solid Waste SWAG Advisor Group had them develop three scenarios that they proposed and brought before us. And the first one is based on marketing, waste prevention, some policy, some education, lots of education, and it means the fee that there was a court battle over that, I think, whether it's a fee or a tax. But whatever it is, the cost that everybody in the county household pays for that recycling fee would go up by $9.66, roughly. And then scenario two was more robust, and that one would decrease in tons. I think it was 5,000 and some odd. Over 5,000 tons of municipal waste would be diverted from any landfill. We don't have a landfill in Orange County anymore. Our solid waste is transported by the towns who run theirs, and by individuals in the county, and bring it to the waste centers where they pay a private hauler, and then it goes to a transfer station in Durham, and then it goes to Randolph County and their landfill. But the second one was going to divert an additional 6,500 tons, but it was going to have more consistency at those waste recycling centers maybe we could recycle the clamshells, which, in a lot of grocery stores, a lot of products, be a little more accessible, perhaps have some different cart sizes for those, and focus also on the multifamily units and just some model programs with schools on recycling. And that was going to go up to $10.23. So it was, every tax increase, every fee increase hits folks in their pocketbook, but that was palatable to the board. And then scenario three was rejected by 5 of 7 commissioners for several reasons. The cost was in the range of $37 to $43. Per year for every household. It included building a transfer station, and several of us said we won't do that at Eubanks Road because of the Rogers Road community already bearing that history with the landfill. The positive of it was that if we can recycle more and also get people, just don't waste as much in the first place, that's, upstream, then we might have to do some remodeling at Eubanks and shift some of the specialty recyclings to another site, perhaps. But that's we decided, basically, let's go with one and two. Let management figure out which combinations to do first, and check back in to see, how are we doing? How much are we really saving this volumes? Which of the strategies are paying off, and which ones need refinement, and sort of monitor it from year to year. So, we spent a lot of time talking about this one.
I guess where the rubber meets the road question here is, when are folks likely to see those fee increases?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if this would be in next year's budget or the year after. I imagine there might be a proposal to bring some of it. Solid Waste is an enterprise fund, so the fees cover all of the expenses. So it might be in the proposed budget for starting July 1. I don't know.
It's the voice of James Etta Bedford, the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, and we've been talking the business of the Orange County Commissioners meeting from last night. That's all I had that I wanted to ask about. Was there anything else that stood out from the meeting for you?
Well, from our meeting, we also had a clean audit. You know, that's always, it's always really important.
You like to hear that in particular,
yep,
I'm sure.
Clean audit. The fund balance is really almost the same as the prior year, so that's good. That's, fairly precise. That means we have a very good cushion going into the next year's budget. So, I think for the 20-some-odd year in a row, our finance department, congratulations to them, was recognized for doing such a good job with our finances. And that's something, as commissioners, we just don't have to worry about. And that's a plus. We have those professionals doing that work.
James Etta, we're just about out of time. Is there anything non-commissioners meeting related that you'd like to talk about before we wrap up?
Early voting starts the 15th, not tomorrow, but the next week. And I was just looking at you can go to Orange County website, Board of Elections, and pull up sample ballots, depending on where you live. I didn't realize that we have three folks running I was looking at the Democratic ballot for North Carolina Superintendent of Public Instruction. So I have some homework. I know one of the names. A little homework to do there. And so, folks, it's time to start doing your homework and get ready for early voting, remembering you can register to vote during early voting, but not on March 5th. So you bring your ID, your photo ID, and some evidence of a gas bill, electric bill, some evidence of your address, and you can register same day with early voting.
That's right, and we're less than a month away from March 5th now, so it's time to get serious.
Yeah,
thanks
Governor.
For the reminder. I keep thinking of it, and then it kind of slips my mind again, but it's got to stay at the forefront here pretty soon. James Etta, I appreciate you taking the time on this Wednesday afternoon, and I will talk to you again soon.
Okay. All right. Talk with you next week. Thanks.